Dayton in Alexis, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the United Red Storm baseball team. Woo! Excellent. Let's meet the United Red Storm baseball team.
I'm Adam Crane. I'm ninth grade. I play left field.
Hunter Butler, I'm in 10th grade, and I play third base.
Brett Welch, junior, third base.
Kyle Fleczek, junior, first base.
Cole Fraley, senior, left field.
Austin Rutledge, senior, right field.
Ian Chenault, freshman, shortstop.
Eli Olin, junior, shortstop.
Jared Smith, senior, first base.
Chris Henderson, senior, second base.
Clay Burton, senior, right field.
Dalton Frieden, senior, first base.
Mason Love, senior, catcher.
Austin Marshall, senior, left field.
Jack Whitsitt, senior, outfield.
Cal Youngquist, sophomore, shortstop.
Head coach Ryan Molick of United, the Red Storm, are this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week on FM 95. Coach, congratulations. Young in the season, but I know that you guys had a nice win there against Brimfield the other day. You won your opener. You've got some things to build on here.
Yeah, definitely. We got a couple in a doubleheader against Peoria Central as well, so we're definitely building something we're proud of here, and hopefully it continues to grow.
When you played earlier this week, you had quite a windy day there on Wednesday, I think it was. Tell us about that crazy game.
Yeah, Brimfield jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and we were able to score 3 runs, I think, in the 5th inning and 4 runs in the 6th inning, and then we closed the door there in the 7th. But the wind was howling in from right field, so any ball that was hit in the air really kind of looked like it hit a brick wall. So to score those runs, you know, we really had to hit the ball on the ground and hit some line drives. So our kids really did a great job accepting the challenge.
Yeah, you know, that's right. It is a challenge in the spring because, I mean, you play through everything. Yeah, beautiful days, you have windy days, cold, damp days. Man, it's tough, isn't it?
It is. It is. But, you know, the game doesn't change, and I think, you know, that doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that's the mentality I think that the kids have had, and hopefully it carries us the rest of the year.
Yeah, I guess you tell the kids just no matter what, keep your focus on the job at hand, huh?
Right, exactly. The game, we were fortunate enough to play at the Burlington Bees Stadium against Abingdon earlier this week, and, you know, they were kind of on the field, but, you know, you got told them, you know, still 90 feet, the bases are still 90 feet, and pitcher's mound is still 60 feet 6 inches, so the game doesn't change. So you got to adapt in weather, and you got to adapt in other conditions, and hopefully we continue to do a good job of that.
And your opponent, A-Town's pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. Coach Pickrell does a great job at A-Town, and he's really building a nice program there, and it's a challenge every time we play him. You know, he's real strategic, and his kids are always ready to play. Yeah. And our assistant coach, Joe Nichols, was at Abingdon for a while, so there's some great storylines there. And, you know, we wish we could have got him maybe next year, but it was fun playing him in that stage.
All right, tell us about your team right now. What are the things you guys need to continue to work on to be as good as you hope you can be?
Well, you know, right now we're really swinging the bats well, so hopefully that continues and, you know, doesn't change. But we've actually been throwing the ball pretty good, too, off the mound. We got to just be more consistent with our defense, take better care of the ball, and, you know, just win the inning, win the pitch.
Yeah. And you need depth as the course of the season goes along. Do you feel like you've got some guys that can sub in there?
Yeah, we have all kinds of guys that can fit in different places. What's really unique about our team, I think, is the positions behind the pitcher kind of change on a game-to-game basis because, you know, we're a small school. Everybody's got our best athletes are probably pitching. Yeah. So everybody's had to adapt, and everybody's had to do something else and to be adaptable. So that's really been a key for us.
All right. Now you've got, obviously, we're here because your fans voted. Great teams this week. The other nominees got a lot of support. You just edged them out, and I know that's got to make you happy to be able to be in a district that people come out and support your team.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's like it's kind of like a family with everybody kind of pulling for each other. You know, I know we had the support of the administration, and they had the voting sheets out in the cafeteria and at businesses in Monmouth, so, and, you know, Alexis, and it's just great to have the support of everybody, and hopefully we can continue to make the community that we represent proud.
All right, you are our first Hometown Heroes of the spring season here in 2015. Perhaps we'll be back in May with a big check. Between now and then, good luck to your team here.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
Ryan Molick, he's the head coach of the United Red Storm baseball team. This week's FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
United Pride on three. 1, 2, 3.
United Pride!